Every month, the U.S. Census publishes a report on something called durable goods purchases. Durable goods are the kinds of things that you and I buy infrequently. Bigger purchases like appliances and vehicles, furniture or tools, as opposed to non-durable goods, which are things like food and paper products. Soap is one. Stuff you go through quickly. There's also a third category, we should say, services, things like healthcare and restaurants and all of that. Altogether, spending by or on behalf of consumers accounts for about 70% of this economy. So, why do economists care specifically about how much durable stuff consumers are buying? Well, when the economy is doing well, consumers tend to feel more comfortable making bigger purchases, a new car or a new washer and dryer. But during a recession, people aren't as likely to put a bunch of money toward these kinds of goods. So economists monitor how much people are spending on durable goods because it gives them a sense of where the economy might be headed.